Studios of ESP Media. I'm Rob Ebel with In the Crease with head coach Sean McGinnis and assistant coach Chad Clark. Happy belated Easter, guys.
Yeah, same to you.
Same to you.
Welcome. I appreciate you guys coming in. Kind of a strange week because Moeller's on spring break all week. So, you know, hopefully the guys show up and ready to practice tonight because they've been off for a few days.
Yeah, we're going to give them one more day.
Oh, that's right.
They're going to go Tuesday. They're going to go tomorrow night. So we gave them Thursday through today. So just give them a chance to cool their jets, relax a little bit, maybe get out of town, and then get back tomorrow for practice.
The last time we met, we learned a lot from the St. Xavier game. You know, one of the things that I took away from our podcast was the seniors' discussion to the team and the coaching staff in the locker room at Lachlan. Nobody's panicking. You know, it's not pointing fingers. We're pulling on this, and we're going to do what we can to get better.
Yeah, you know, they definitely responded pretty well after that loss. Worked hard in practice, you know, before our Centerville game, and
sure.
You know, I think there was just a different focus. You know, they kind of understood they didn't come out as fast as they needed to. They didn't come out with the intensity that they should have to play a big team like St. X.
And, sure.
You know, so now they understand that, and so now they're working on making that better for all the games coming up the rest of the season.
We'd like to welcome in assistant coach Chad Clark into our first podcast. Welcome, coach.
Thank you for having me. Appreciate it.
Third season on the staff with the Crusaders. You played college lacrosse at Lynchburg. Did I do my homework okay?
You did.
Okay.
Very good.
When you came on board, I'm sure you had a plan defensively that you wanted to implement, and I'm sure it wasn't that first year. When you got to the end of the year, I'm sure you were a little frustrated that you wanted to be here and you weren't there. And now that you're in your third season, a very senior-laden team, do you like defensively where your program is?
Well, it's kind of funny, actually. At this point in the three-year span, we're kind of young on defense.
Okay.
So when I first came in, we actually had several veteran guys, and even last year, several veteran guys. So it was a little bit easy to kind of connect the dots for them as
sure.
far as what we want to do from a defensive standpoint.
Well, let me interject that. With them being senior-laden, did you have trouble communicating your defensive plan? Because I'm sure it was different from the previous coach that you came on.
You know, not so much just because we had the seniors that we had last year and the previous year, just a high level of IQ on
okay.
the defensive side of the ball. You know, there's a lot of postseasons and accolades and things along those guys. So
right.
it's easy to kind of connect the dots. They could kind of pick up what we wanted to do
sure.
from that standpoint. And in the same breath, we had those guys for, you know, Coach and Noah and Brian had those guys for a year. And then I was able to kind of come in and they were just kind of ready to kind of learn a little bit more defensively things. So we were able to kind of connect the dots. So it wasn't that difficult. This year has been a little bit of a change because we really come back with primarily, I mean, the defensive end, we only had our goalie back and
okay.
then Jack Stahanzik. And the rest of the guys are either new faces or JV guys that were not necessarily, I mean, we're getting coached well, obviously, but not
right.
necessarily getting the same kind of coaching.
Yeah, what? You know, I look at it like this, is that, you know, Chad comes on, it's like kind of plug and play.
Yep.
It's like, okay, you got to fix these things. You guys are good lacrosse players. You had Jack Toom.
Yep.
You had
he's at Robert Morris.
Yep, Robert Morris. And then you had Clark mm-hmm. on defense there.
Yep.
And some other seniors.
Good.
Yeah, he was. He was really
yep.
good. And so it's like kind of plug and play philosophy type
mm-hmm.
stuff. And then, you know, as those guys, you know, matriculate out and then, like you say, and got the new guys this year, it's more of, I think they're picking up the bigger philosophies and they're a tighter unit than I've seen before.
The one nice thing, the two guys that you mentioned, Paxton and Stahanzik, are both leaders. You know, they're very communicate. I know Jack leads by performance on the field. I mean, he leads by example. You know,
yeah.
when I sit in the press box and watch him run, he's at a different level.
Yeah, they've you know, obviously Paxton being a captain, he's kind of stepped up. I mean, all 3 years he's really played, he's done a nice job stepping up. And Stahanzik, from a player perspective, I mean, he's one of the better defensemen in the state.
Right.
So you kind of get that benefit. The nice part really has kind of been our long stick committee, we recently moved down to close. Adam Coleman has just had an exceptional year. I mean, I'm a little biased, obviously,
yep.
from the defense, but I mean, he's played the best on our team, in my opinion,
right.
across the board. And then we had Luke Zimmer come in this year, and who's just that kid just does not get tired. Nope. I mean, he is just all over the field. And then and then some of the younger guys like Braden Titus and Donnie Gennetti have kind of stepped in from that JV role into a more bigger varsity role. So we've got some younger guys, but I kind of like the direction of things where it's going.
It's certainly progressing. You know,
yes.
You know,
definitely.
From back the Lakota East to where we are now, I think the defense has made huge strides successfully for the team.
Well, yeah. I mean, we've kind of, you know, we've taken our lumps being younger, things like that. But then, you know, two of our bigger, I mean, arguably our two biggest wins this year against Ignatius, the guys played great. Yep. And then to hold a Worthington Kilbourne team that's very well coached to three goals is pretty remarkable, you know?
Yeah. I mean, and you know, Kilbourne's putting up goals against a lot of great teams right now.
No question.
You know, so, I mean, it's all coming together. And, you know, Coach Clark, you know, we talk a little bit about the defensive mentality and, you know, to keep it G-rated.
Yes.
You know, we talk about a defenseman has to have bad intentions, bad attitude, and, you know, things like that. And, you know, definitely Coleman and some of these other guys are starting to pick up that kind of that mean streak a little bit, bad attitude. And it shows in their performance because they're not giving up.
Sure.
And they're really getting after ground balls and being relentless defensively.
Before we started and before Coach Clark arrived, I said, is Coach Clark the one that's really excited on the sideline? Because we hadn't met, so I didn't know which one was Coach Clark.
He goes, yeah, that's me.
Yeah, that would be Coach Clark. Yeah. So that's great. Well, welcome to – glad to have you here, Coach. Hey, let's talk about Centerville. Great facility. You know, we had mentioned before we had been up there and broadcast for soccer. We had a great night and a great evening for Moeller Lacrosse the game after a St. Xavier defeat. I think the kids came ready to play. They played loose both ends. It was a nice night for Moeller Lacrosse.
Yeah, you know, there's not much we had to say to the guys. You know, they need to get back out and play a game.
Right.
And that's kind of it. They need to just kind of, you know, put everything in the past, know what they didn't do right, and then go out and just perform at a higher level. And they did. And honestly, that first quarter was it was a great quarter. I mean,
right.
Both sides of the ball, offense, defense. You know, we saw some film and kind of said, okay, we're expecting this from Centerville.
Sure.
We just didn't expect the wheels. I didn't expect the wheels to come off that quickly,
right.
You know, and then all of a sudden it's 7-1, 7-2.
Their goalie was very frustrated.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it was good. Coach, from a defensive perspective, you had to be pleased with the performance of the Crusaders at Centerville. Did you have some items that you wanted to work on once you got a big lead? Are there things or some guys that got in a little more that normally don't?
Well, you know, I mean, in a situation like that, I mean, the exciting part really is kind of flip the script. It's kind of an offensive thing. Because finally, that was kind of the first game. I mean, yes, we had the St. X game, but we kind of had – that was kind of the first game where we had some of our key personnel back. Like Connor Rice being back is huge for us offensively, kind of stabilizes the ball.
Sure.
And then we were kind of shift some things from the midfield lines, which to kind of even – better stabilized things. So when the ball started going in, it wasn't a real big surprise, at least from my standpoint, that we were going to start pumping some through. It is difficult in those games from a defensive perspective because, you know, when you're watching a lot of the game.
Sure, balls at the other end a lot.
Exactly. Yep. You kind of keep yourself up to par.
Sure.
And that's what I was kind of expressing. The guy's like, look, you've got to have the intention of when we walk out in the field, you want to – we want the offense to score 20 goals, but you want to – blank them to zero.
Right.
Yep. And it's just that attitude.
And that's a challenge.
That's a challenge. For the whole 48 minutes, that's what you want to do. So kind of working from that standpoint, we kind of, honestly, in that game, we left a lot of our primary guys in there because we've made some personnel changes, so we wanted to get some cohesion from that standpoint. But we were happy with going into spring break like we did.
Coach, one of the things from the Centerville game that really stuck out with me, besides the nice win and everybody got to play, was Corey Lockwood and all of his goals, where he is standing in Moeller, the long history of Moeller Lacrosse, and he just keeps inching himself way up there. And he acquired a nickname at Centerville, Kabuki the Ninja.
Yeah, you know, it's just a great opportunity for you know, Corey to continue his success. You know, he on the Centerville game that night, he had 6 goals. And he wound up breaking the top 5 all-time goal scores for Moeller Lacrosse. And, you know, yeah, he has those ninja-like skills inside on the crease, and he can, you know, finish really well. And that's what makes him so successful. But the number one thing that makes Corey so successful is just his work ethic.
Yep.
He is a true competitor. He's fierce. He does not like losing. And that just, you know, kind of rubs off with everyone else offensively. And, you know, he's just doing a great job for us as a senior.
Definitely a ninja.
Yep.
Sounds good. This is Rob Ebel with ESP Media. I'm here with head coach Sean McGinnis and assistant coach Chad Clark. We're in the crease with Mola Lacrosse. Getting good feedback on our podcast, coach?
Yeah. You know, people are loving it, and, you know, we send stuff out, and it's getting retweeted out there, and, you know, the kids are enjoying it.
Yeah,
and
it's
the
been
parents,
fun.
Parents are enjoying it, so it's good. It's just a good way, like we keep saying, it's just a good way to spotlight the program and what's going on.
You know, the funny thing, we talked about a rainout at West.
Yeah.
I got more feedback from it. Thanks for telling. I never even thought about that. I just, you know, I never thought about there was so much involved with canceling a game. I was like, really?
Yeah.
I didn't even think, you know. So let's talk about spring break.
Definitely.
Moore's on spring break this week. He gave them a few days off.
Yep.
I'm guessing there's a fine line to how much do you give them off? What team do you get back once they've been off for 4 or 5 days? I wanted to get your guys' feeling from a coach's perspective on scheduling for spring break.
Well, you know, in 4 years, what the nice thing about our spring break is that it does fall around the Easter holiday and stuff. So, you know, we know really early on when our spring break is and how we can schedule around it.
Sure.
You know, school puts in some rules in place and policies to not have anything going on Thursday and Friday. You know, Holy Thursday and Good Friday, and then
done
Saturday,
by 4 o'clock or something like that. Yeah.
And then Saturday you can do some things, and you know, then obviously Sunday, and then Monday, the whole rest of the week is kind of up to you. And
sure.
The reason why we tend to bring them back early is because we just have to play games.
Right.
We can't have a whole week off because we're pretty much either in the early part or mid part of our season. So, you know, this year, last 2 years, we've just kind of gone 5 straight days off to give them a little rest, let people get out of town if they want to. And then we start back up, and you know, we could have gone Wednesday, could have practiced on Wednesday, but we have Milford coming up this coming Friday.
Sure.
We have Cathedral on Saturday. We felt right. We needed 3 days of practice.
So. Coach, what kind of athletes are you expecting to see tomorrow night at Mueller?
Oh, we'll get them ready to go.
Okay.
I'm not worried about that.
Yeah. Gotcha.
Yeah. We're not going to see anybody with suntans and flip flops. You know, they're going to probably come in ready to go.
But so. It's cool because the way the schedule kind of breaks up and the way coaches kind of set things up, it does kind of almost give you a first half, second half feel. So
okay.
We've got some things set up.
So this
up.
Is kind of halftime.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And we've got some things set up for the guys tomorrow to kind of almost like kick off the second half of the year, kind of refocus, reestablish some things. So it should be good.
Well, and then you had a nice victory with Centerville to celebrate your birthday, right?
Yes, we did. Yes, we did. It was really nice.
Did you go home and have a cold one to celebrate?
No, got back a little late. So, I mean, you know. Kind of got
it's
home.
It's always nice to win on your birthday, isn't it, Coach?
Yeah, it is. It, you know, kind of got home, relaxed a little bit, and got to go out the next day and you know, celebrate a little bit with some friends.
Hey, how about the Masters?
Beautiful.
Was that unbelievable?
So, yeah.
Because I know you're a big Masters fan.
Yep.
It was unbelievable, right?
It was good. It was good.
I was really happy for Sergio.
You know, some people just don't understand how golf can be exciting. That was pretty exciting for a couple hours of TV watching.
I've walked the Masters one time, the elevation of those greens, people have no idea how tough those greens are. I mean, it's unbelievable that they can even – that anybody even makes it par on that course.
Yeah, that's a bucket list item for me to get to, just go walk around.
It's so.
I think Coach Clark would rather run the course, but
yeah, I'm not much of a golfer.
Yeah, no cell phones. You know, no cell phones allowed. No yelling after a drive. Be the man, be the ball. You know,
right.
Nothing. You know, it's been about 15 years since I've been there, but it's unbelievable.
Yeah.
So, all right. Well, why don't we take a break? We'll come back talk about Milford Eagles and Cathedral Prep Irish, and we'll talk about the plan for those two games, and we'll get that after this break. This is Rob Ebel with ESPN Media. Get the latest on the Mueller Crusaders at letsgobigmo.com. You can also follow us on Twitter at @letsgobigmo and our Facebook page, Mueller Crusaders. Like us today. We've had millions of fans view us on our different platforms. Spread the word on the Mueller Crusaders. Be remarkable. Mueller Athletics. Are you looking to produce your own podcast? ESP Media has state-of-the-art audio and video production studios available for you. Our studio rental rates are the most competitive in town. Contact us today at sales@espmediasn.com or 513-655-4966. That's 513-655-4966. It's your podcast. We just produce it.
Hey, Crusader fans. Head coach Sean McGinnis of the Mola Lacrosse team here. Follow the Crusaders year-round at letsgobigmo.com.
Welcome back to the studios of ESP Media. I'm Rob Ebel. We're here in segment two of In the Crease with head coach Sean McGinnis and assistant coach Chad Clark. Nice job, guys. First segment coming up on Friday, April 21st at the Milford Eagles. They've improved over the last 4 years. You know, I'd still call them a middle level program, but you know what? When the Milfords, the Elders, the LaSalles, the Oak Hills all get better, it makes the rest of Cincinnati lacrosse better.
No doubt. I mean, it just starts to push everybody.
No doubt.
And, you know, the thing, Milford, they came to us last year in the playoffs. Actually, Moeller grad, can't think of the name right now.
Can't help you there. I don't know that one.
They had a Moeller grad coaching, and then you know, he's not there anymore. But you know, Milford's got some great athletes. They got some gritty
yep.
kids. You know, they gave us a little bit of push, a little bit of, you know, run for our money up at the, you know, at the Jerry last year.
Yes.
And you know, they've got a pretty good faceoff guy. He's pretty tall. He's like 6 something. He's like 250 football type of guy. And, you know, he's gonna battle it at the X. And then you've got a really good offensive player in Jack Hanna, who's a Division I commit to University of Denver. So,
and they're pretty good.
Yeah, they are. They're pretty good. So, you know, we're not going to be able to walk over there and just say, okay, let's just go out and play, and it's an automatic win. I mean, the kids are focused and kids are ready. And, like, you know, Coach Clark was saying, when we left Centerville, we talked about, you know, on Tuesday we start phase two of the season.
Sure.
Phase two is Milford through the end of the year, and what we're trying to do to get better for the playoffs, what we're trying to put in some different looks, wrinkles,
sure,
getting a few guys back on the team, you know, setting some lines, setting some personnel up or personnel changes to make some, you know, get us those different looks. And then, you know, once we're done with phase two, then phase three is the playoffs. So
you got it.
It's going to be good.
It's going to be here before you know it. The intangible for Friday, it's a Friday night at night, 7:30 at Milford. They're going to have a big crowd. You know, yep. Moeller's coming there. They got the brand new turf on the stadium. A nice challenge, Coach, for the Crusaders.
Yeah, I mean, one thing we have to kind of temper too is, similarly to the St. X games, we have to play with emotion but not emotionally. We've got several of our key players live in Milford, so they know those guys.
Right.
And it becomes an interesting matcher from that standpoint. So,
like the X game, high anxiety in that first quarter. I mean, I'm sure for both teams,
yeah,
you know, it was everybody played uptight, I guess. And that was me. That's my alarm to get ready for your podcast that we moved up. But it's, you're right. If they could bottle how loose they were at Centerville, you know, and come out and play relaxed, do what you're supposed to do with some passion and just relax and go play with a purpose.
Well, the things we're going to do tomorrow in practice is we're going to get the team together. We're going to talk about goal setting and some things like that. We're going to split guys up and do a little kind of team building type thing the first, you know, 45 minutes. And we're going to get out on the field. I think between some personnel changes, some guys coming back, that relaxation kind of feel is going to be there. You know, they're going to feel a little bit more relaxed because they know that, you know, it's coming together.
Right.
You know, everything we're trying to do is coming together. You know, we're 6-2 right now, and it's hard work to get to 6-2, but now we're going to tell them it's even, you know, harder work to, you know, take this phase two and put it to a high level so that you're ready for the playoffs.
Yep. Sounds good. Coach, going Friday after being off for, gosh, a week, any challenges from the coaching staff with your defense and your goalie to get them ready to go against the Eagles?
You know, we'll work through things the next couple of days. I mean, the other defensive coaches, Brian Powell and John McGeaney, you know, we stay, all the coaches really, we stay pretty much in constant communication about things you want to focus on. You know, we'll kind of treat the week. Tomorrow will be kind of a little bit more back to basics. And then we'll start to kind of zero in on a plan of what we want to do. I mean, Coach referenced them already. They've got one very exceptional offensive player that we'll be centering a lot of our focus on.
Noah's been pretty good on faceoff this year.
Yeah, Noah Campbell has been doing really
outstanding,
well.
Outstanding, right?
And, you know, I think Centerville was one of his better games. You know, what Noah's doing better, and this is a testament to Coach McGeaney, that he works with Coach McGeaney a lot on the side, kind of like, you know, a kicker or something.
Sure.
He just goes off to the side.
Specialist.
You know, like a half an hour, 40 minutes. Right. And the thing about Noah is he's learning how to battle more, you know, where, you know, he's been able to get the clamp. He's been able to go forward quickly. Or the other guy he comes up against is pretty good, and he's losing it. But now he's understanding how to battle. And that Ignatius game was, I think, that turning point where he figured out how to kind of battle, how to come up with, you know, just I'm trying to think of the word here, just kind of different techniques or whatever to kind of battle back. and stay in the fight. And then we have some exceptional wing play too right now. I mean, with Luke Zimmer and then Adam Coleman, we bring up Jack Stahanzik. We have our middies with Connor McGeaney and Cleaver and now Justin Miller. So that whole core right there is a pretty good core, and they're going to really do some good things for us coming up this second half.
Coach, when you have a faceoff guy that's been as successful as Noah has been here the last few games, it's got to take a little pressure off your defense.
Oh, no doubt. I mean, the nice part, like Coach referenced, I mean, that's a three-man war. And between the long poles we have and the short stick middies, they just do a great job of that aspect of the game. But it also defensively allows you kind of ease your tension, kind of refocus. Right. If there is a goal, kind of talk about it a little bit more. If there's not a goal, kind of just ride the momentum.
Yeah, it's exciting. Back-to-back days, we have a tough one at Cathedral Prep Saturday. Apparently, it looks like the times are going to change, which will change on the website and on Twitter. JV will be 10 a.m., varsity 1 p.m. Great campus. The driveway going back into Cathedral Prep is really sweet. They do a nice job. Problem is there's no stadium when you get there. It's a flat ground field turf. Field turf's nice.
Yeah.
But for the fans that are listening to this, bring a chair. And just be ready. There's no stands to sit in. It's flat ground, and they're always good with stick sports.
Yeah, this is going to be a great opportunity for us to get back and play a good team.
No question.
You know, they're getting some notoriety in the Midwest. You know, with rankings or, you know, just visibility as far as a team that it is doing really well and beating other good Midwest teams. So this is a great opportunity for us to kind of put something together this week. Go after, have a good night Friday night against Milford and turn right back around and play a high-level team on Saturday.
Would it be fair to say this is a good barometer game just to kind of see where you are? You got Milford on Friday, which is a great game to start after a long layoff, and then travel to Indy to play Cathedral. Would you say it's a good barometer?
Yeah, I think so. I think it's a good way to start.
See where you are?
Yeah, it's a good way to start this second phase. You know, we're going to have a couple guys back that haven't been able to play, the first half of the season. It's a Midwest Scholastic Lacrosse Association game. So, as far as the rankings and that, that's important for us to go out there and get a win there. Gives us a quick little glimpse of, okay, where are we at with, this new phase? What do we got to tweak for the following week? Because when we come back after Cathedral, then we have one game. We have Lakota West.
Right.
And then we go into a four-game, kind of a long week, kind of four-game push where we go Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Saturday.
And three of those four we broadcast on Let's Go Big Mo. So
that's
exciting. Coach, from what you've seen on the Irish on film, what are you expecting from them?
You know, we obviously played them last year.
Right.
And we actually we ended up coming up a little bit short, but we had some of our younger guys that are now our seniors actually stepped up and really had nice games. I mean, thinking back and looking back at the tape from last year, Lucas Cleaver had a really nice game. So, like you kind of said, they're a good team with stick sports. Defensively,
yep.
They're very skilled. They'll be a little bit younger on the offensive end, but we're younger on the defensive end. So, it should be a good game. Nice to get out of the city and play somebody in their backyard.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. Hopefully we get on a bus and head back to Cincy with a W. Two wins this week.
Definitely.
All right, guys. Well, listen, great job again, as usual. Spread the word. This will all be on letsgobigmo.com, iTunes, and SoundCloud for ESB Media. Guys, best of luck this week against Milford and Cathedral, and then we'll touch base next Monday to talk about that remake of the Lakota West Firebirds.
Sounds good.
Thanks, guys.
Appreciate it.